What's that like?
Well, a fruit pie, but we call it cobbler, and you'd put in a flat dish, or I do put in a Pyrex dish about this deep, and put season the fruit and with sugar and they put the juice in there, and then make up a batter of sugar and baking powders and salt and flour, and make it real soft and pour it over that, mm-hmm. and put it in the oven and cook, or make up a dough like you're making biscuits and roll it out and cut it and put it around the edges.
Have you ever heard of something called an apple slump or deep apple pie or family pie?
Well, I've heard of deep apple pie.
What's that like?
About the same as the cobbler.
Mm-hmm. How's it different?
Well, it's just different because it's apples and you bake it the same way.
Mm-hmm. And if someone has a good appetite, you'd say he sure likes to put away his
food.
Okay, and you say, this morning I what breakfast at 7 o'clock?
Made breakfast.
Or I?
Cooked breakfast.
I'm talking about eating it. You say I.
Oh, you mean I ate breakfast at 7 o'clock?
Okay, and you say, yesterday at that time I had already
eaten.
And tomorrow I will
eat.
Okay. And food taken between regular meals, you'd call that a?
Snack.
Mm-hmm. And if dinner was on the table and the family standing around the table, you tell them to go ahead and
eat. Go ahead and sit down.
Okay. So you'd say, so then he went ahead and
sat down.
And you'd say, no one else was standing because everybody had
sat down.
And if you want somebody not to wait until the potatoes are passed over to them, tell them to just go ahead and
help yourself to the other.
Okay. So you say, so he went ahead and what himself? He went ahead and
helped himself.
And you say, I asked him to pass them over to me since he had already
had served himself.
Or he had already
eaten his.
Or using the word help, he had already
helped himself.
And if you decide not to eat something, you'd say, no thank you,
I don't eat that.
Okay. And if food's been cooked and served a second time, you say it's been
warmed over.
And you put food in your mouth and then you begin to
chew it.
You say, he couldn't eat that piece of meat because it got stuck in his throat and he couldn't
swallow it.
And something made out of corn that's been ground up real fine.
Oh, made of corn and ground up real fine. Cereal?
What about something that, that take the corn and soak it in lye?
Oh, I know. What is this stuff called? I know, we used to make that too. What is it?
Did you ever hear it called lye corn or hominy?
Hominy. I never heard it called lye corn. But I've heard it called hominy, and I couldn't think of hominy to save my life.
What about something like that, only ground up?
Well, meal.
Well, people eat for breakfast sometimes.
Oh, mush.
Uh-huh.